Today is Wednesday, March 29th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is Manatee Appreciation Day. It is also National Lemon Chiffon Day. So have some... Lemon Chiffon Cake Day. I'm so sorry. So go out and have some lemon chiffon cake and celebrate. Or go view a manatee. Go ride a manatee. I don't know if you're Aquaman. It has been such a stressful week at work. Oh my goodness. And I'm having trouble working because I got so stressed that I was just like, I'm almost shut down. And so much is going on that it is just a nightmare. And so I'm not going to go to orchestra tonight because even though we have orchestra rehearsal, I am just taking a break this week. I'm not, work is just so stressful that I need to relax tonight. So yeah, I want to go, so Gary on Twitter, I know I was talking a lot. I needed a burp, sorry. It's a ham sandwich with my special garlic aioli and some dill pickle chips. But anyway, Gary had said on Twitter, because I know I was talking about our vacation to Iceland. No one else really commented. You know, if you've been to Iceland and you have any suggestions, let us know, because we're going to be planning the trip any day now. And Gary says, of course Gary said this. He says, I Googled the temperature in Iceland in August and I compared it to New Zealand and Australia and it is about the same. Yeah, I know. I know I said I don't want to go to Australia or New Zealand in August because it's their winter. And so it would lead you to believe that I don't want to go somewhere cold. And in general, we prefer to go to warmer places for vacations because, I mean, why would you... Unless you're doing something winter sport related, like why would you want to be cold necessarily? The older I get, the less I like being cold. It's really weird though, because I get hot easy as well. And I've talked to you guys a million times about the fact that upstairs, I cannot regulate the temperature to save my life. There is a separate thermostat upstairs, but this is a bonus room. It is not a complete upstairs, you know, with multiple rooms. It's just literally a bonus room. There is a bathroom and a closet, but it's basically one room. And there's a door and we have high ceilings and all of the heat comes up. So when it's cold outside and we have the fireplace running or the heater on or anything like that, in fact, I may have left the fireplace on at lunch. I need to check that because it's still like 50. It was 50 today, so I find that cold. And so when I went down for lunch, I turned on the fireplace. But all that heat rises and it comes upstairs. But then what that means is the AC comes on. And, well, if I just have the heater on, because our thermostat has the ability to do this heat and cold where you set a range and you say, oh, I want it to be between 70 and 73 or 70 and 74 or whatever. So it will switch back and forth between heat and cold depending on the temperature. So all the heat rises and then it gets hot up here. And so the air conditioning comes on, but then the vents, it's not a huge room. And the vent is right above my head. And so it's blowing cold air on me. And then I get cold and I have to put on a jacket. But then the AC goes off when it hits the correct temperature. And then the heat is still rising from downstairs and it gets hot and I'm wearing a jacket. And then I get hot and I start sweating. So then I take off the jacket and then the AC comes back on. It is a first world problem. Anyway, so, and I could just keep the door closed. The problem is Sydney, the dog, likes to go up and down and come see me and stuff like that, especially now that Mark is working at work. And she'll scratch the door if it's closed because she's a bossy bitch and she wants to go where she wants to go. And so the only other option if I wanted to keep the door shut all the time is to put a doggy door on an internal door of the house, which seems weird. I don't know. Anyway, regardless, I don't like the cold. The older I get, I'm not really liking the cold. I don't know why I went on that tangent, but there you go. You get tangents sometime with me. So, I don't know why. Ever since I went on that trip a couple of years ago and I landed in Iceland and I talked to you guys about, oh, there's another country I can add to my list of places that I've been. I keep thinking, you know what, Iceland, and you see all those, you know, nature shots, lava and volcanoes and ice caves, and like there's so much different nature in Iceland. So I've always thought, oh, that would be really cool. And it seems like we always go to islands. Like we're always going to islands. And I was just like, you know what, I want to go to some dramatic, spectacular place. And I just don't want to go to New Zealand and Australia when it's cold, because I want to do things like, if we go to New Zealand, I want to visit where they filmed The Hobbit. I don't want to be there when it's cold and gray and gloomy. I want to go when it's like, you know, sunny outside and a nice temperature, etc. So I don't know. I would rather go when it's a little bit warmer. Maybe not full summer, but maybe spring or something like that. So we're going to go to Iceland. So there you go, Gary. And then Gary said, the other thing he said is he had some friends that did the ring around the ring road or whatever around Iceland. There's this road that goes completely around Iceland. And there are lots of things to see and sights and things to do and stuff like that all around that. And so we don't know. So Gary said, are we going to do that? And we don't know yet, because there are two options. We could do the ring road. But most of the YouTube videos and other things that we've seen, the ring road is around a 10-day journey. And I don't think we're going to have 10 days, because Mark has limited vacation available. And so I think maybe max 10 days. But because we're going to add like Dublin or London, and we're going to do a couple of days there, we're only going to have maybe between 6 and 8 days in Iceland. And so I don't know. We're still doing some research, but I'm not sure if that would take too long, because the other option is for us to just home base in Reykjavik and get a hotel or whatever, Airbnb, whatever we find. And it's going to be Pride there. So also that's cool, because I assume there'll be a lot of gays and events going on and stuff like that. But we can kind of home base in Reykjavik, and then there are day trips that you can book with tour companies where they'll drive you to the ice cave, or they'll drive you to a waterfall, or, you know, whatever. And we could pick and choose those and do one a day for how many of our days we're there, and then spend a day or two also exploring Reykjavik itself. So that's another option. So I don't really know 100% what we're going to do, but it seems to me that to get the full ring road experience, you need longer than what we're going to have. But we're still researching it, so we'll see. So let's see. Yesterday, we were talking about, trying to remember what I had mentioned yesterday. But basically, the week is so hard to, because nothing happens during the week. You know, I finish working, I record an episode, and then it's time to cook, and then we eat and we watch some TV and we go to bed. So it's not, there's nothing exciting that happens during the week. But I did work out as I always do in the morning. I have added a second glass of water, so I'm now drinking two glasses of water every day. It's exciting stuff. I'm trying to get healthier. And so after work I recorded, and then I needed to make spaghetti. Or I wanted to make spaghetti, and so I immediately, because what I've been trying to do is if I'm going to cook, I immediately go downstairs and cook before I sit down on the couch or anything like that. And so I went down, started the spaghetti sauce, all that, and I needed to fill up the hot tub. And so I took the cover off the hot tub while the sauce was simmering, and I put the hose in and started filling it up, and I'm trying to adjust the chemicals, because you got to do that. And I put shock in there because I cannot seem to keep the chlorine at the right level. And so I put shock in there, and I felt like, oh, shock always lowers the pH. So I'm going to, well, I have this chemical for pH up. I'm like, okay, I'm going to put that in there with the shock. I put quite a bit. And the pH is so high right now. It's like totally red. But anyway, I did all that and got the cooking done. And then we had spaghetti for dinner. It was good. And that was pretty much it. We didn't do any planning last night. Maybe we'll do some more planning tonight. But on the weekends, we will definitely do planning. Because like I said, we need to book our plane tickets soon. And possibly lodging, especially for Iceland. Because of the fact that it's Pride and I don't know how busy it gets. I mean, they don't have a lot of people in Iceland, to be honest. But I would assume that means the lodging situation can fill up when they have special events. I don't know. So we'll probably do that at the latest this weekend. So when I have more to update on that, I will let you guys know. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.